Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Last night with dinner, I took some mushrooms and I just regular old button organic mushrooms, and I sauteed them in some avocado garlic oil that I got, and it was so good. Now, at the time, I wasn't thinking about the health benefits, but now I'm like, wait a second, are these really great for me? And apparently mushrooms are good for you, and I'm so excited. Andrea has something to say. Did you make mushrooms too?
Well, you were like, I took some mushrooms. I'm like, wait, is this conversation going somewhere that I wasn't sure about?
Actually, I have a funny story, which I'll tell at some point about that. But not, I didn't take them, but I was working at a camp, and this guy sent them to me, my care package. And I'm like, why did you do that? Are you trying to get me fired? Anyway, we have got Dr. Patrick Fratellone with us. He is a fantastic integrative physician. Hi, Dr. Patrick.
Hi, how are you? That was a funny story. But you know, I started mushrooms. Okay. Well, you know, you cooked real mushrooms last night. So I put on on my blog, I put a recipe for marinating mushrooms, which came from a book by John Moore. It's called The 100 Edible Mushrooms. And I did that two nights ago, combining mushrooms with apple cider vinegar, olive oil, paprika, lemon juice, and chili powder, and some parsley, and keeping them, shaking them up, and then serving them, and they were delicious. And they're very health-conscious benefits, because mushrooms could help your immune system. They're adaptogens. They fight off viruses, fight off bacteria. They act as cancer prevention. And they've been used for thousands and thousands of years. So there's nothing bad about them.
So my question is, and I always wonder, you know, is eating, let's say, a white button mushroom just as healthy as eating, let's say, a Chinese mushroom like a shiitake? Do they have different benefits?
They do. I mean, a white button mushroom really doesn't have the medicinal benefits of shiitake. I mean, shiitake has been known for centuries for the anti-cancer, the antiviral. It also lowers blood pressure, reduces lung inflammation. You know, the button mushrooms, you know, there's some benefits, but not as much as the medicinal like shiitake, mitake, and cordyceps.
Now, should we be eating them oh, they're amazing. They are delicious. Are we supposed to be eating them as food, or do we want to be taking them as supplements? Because I know I was at a lot of the health shows, and I noticed that a lot of companies now are making supplements with mushrooms.
Right. I mean, you could do it either way. Some people don't like the taste of mushrooms, so they use them as supplements. For my cancer patients, I do both having them as food and as a supplement. And you want to get a good company. They're really Paul Stamets, who's in Olympia, Washington State, and I did a couple courses with him. He wrote a book called The Mycelium Running. You want to go and buy his mushrooms at the, I think it's called Fungi Imperfecti, or you could look up Paul Stamets. And he has a great, I mean, his are really phenomenal mushrooms. You just don't want to buy them anywhere, because you want them grown organically. You want to make sure they're grown in soil that has no metals. His mushrooms are good. There's another company, Aloha Medicinals, but you want to get them in, especially to pick up your immune system, to fight off all these diseases we have, especially autoimmune disease.
You know, it's funny, I was about to ask about that because you mentioned cancer, and I was going to ask, why are they particularly good for that? It sounds like boosting your immune system obviously is beneficial for all of these different diseases.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's numerous studies on mushrooms. I mean, hopefully conventional medicine is accepting it more and more. A lot of these are published in peer-reviewed journals. I mean, mushrooms are excellent for cancer, not only protection, but prevention and treatment. Mm. And, you know, they've been used in other countries for thousands of years with great benefits. So I don't think we should shy away from them. Now, what I want to say, a lot of mushrooms at this time of the year, there's a lot of people going and pick mushrooms in the woods and the forest, and you have to be careful. If you're going to just go pick a mushroom in the woods, please do not ingest it. You probably should look it up. There are poisonous mushrooms out there. Some of them look similar in look to a one that's edible. So you have to be very careful.
So now let's talk a little bit about dosage, because for those who are listening, they might say, oh, you know, I have a little bit, you know, a couple of mushrooms in my salad every day, or I may be sauteing them like you guys recommended. Is there a certain amount that we should be eating in order to get that cancer prevention or some type of autoimmune prevention?
Yeah, you should be having at least 2 ounces. I mean, if you're going to eat mushrooms, let's have it as a side dish, a whole full side dish. You know, 2 ounces.
So is it
marinate olive oil, but you want to have it as a side dish every day.
Now, does cooking them ruin some of their nutrient value, like some of the other vegetables that we eat?
You don't want to cook them to everything. You want to, like, steam them, because you don't want to eat them raw, because sometimes raw mushrooms have some alkaloids in it that are not good for your body and make you sick. Oh, you don't want to then take all the medicinal benefit out of it by cooking them to like soup-like. So you want to have it like an Italian, al dente, a little steamed.
Now, I'm curious, you said, now people go out and pick mushrooms. And I actually had a boyfriend that I went out for a long time in my 20s who actually used to go look for chanterelles. He was obsessed with going and looking for mushrooms.
That's great. Yeah. That's fun. Yeah. Good.
Oh, I was just going to say, but what happens? How do you know? Because you said you want to be careful. Some are poisonous. How do you, once you get them home, is there a way to find out?
Yeah, there's mushroom guides. You know, there's a book called The Fungal Pharmacy, which is a guide. The 100 Edible Mushrooms is a guide. There's many mushroom guides. Paul Stamets on his website lists the ones. There's color-coded books to look for. Also, your local town, like in New York City, the Botanical Gardens has a course on mushrooms. So for that person who wants to go upstate and pick them, you have to be careful. But at least you could show them. You could look in a book. The problem I have is that, you know, the way with plants is some species look like good species, but they are poisonous. So some of them are similar to the good species, so you have to be careful. But you could definitely pick them. Right now, everyone's picking, they call them the rooms, but I'm trying to think of the name. It's a morel. Everyone likes morels. So morel picking is like June and July. So there's people that go find patches of morels, which is, you know, they sell for a lot of money. So if you could find a really one grown in the wild, that's great.
Out of curiosity, I don't know if you know this answer, but how many different types of species or different types of mushrooms are there?
Oh, my God. We're talking 20, 30,000.
Wow. Not many.
And Paul Stamets, when you read his book, Mycelium Running, he believes that mushrooms could save this planet because the way they grow, they could eat up the toxic waste that we have in this world. You know, mushrooms take over. Well, mushrooms are fungi. They take over. You know, they're scavengers. So the thing is, they could take over a garbage bin and, you know, and eat it all up. So we could really use it to get rid of toxins in this world. So when you read Mycelium Running, mushrooms are so, I mean, it's ingenious. They've been living, thousands. They found mushrooms over 5,000 years old. So mushrooms are really important.
I love mushrooms. I mean, I make soups. I love soups. And I always throw like, at least three different varieties of mushrooms in my soup every single week. And I just love them. Now, we only have about maybe under 2 minutes left. We work with a company called North American Urban Spice, and they have a chaga mushroom. So they do teas. Chaga, yeah. So, you know, tell us a little bit about chaga.
Well, chaga is one of the biggest mushrooms. It has a lot of studies on it for medicinal value. It's definitely used for cancer, immune system. A woman who's going into menopause, it's great for that. It's great for dizziness. It's an all-around mushroom. As a tea, you have to get used to it. I like chaga to eat. I don't like to take it as a capsule because, for me, it regurgitates. But it's an excellent mushroom, and everyone should be taking chaga.
You know, it's funny. People are starting to put it into chocolates. Functional foods that are coming out that have chaga in it. So I find it fascinating.
I think it's a superfood. It could be a new superfood.
Oh, definitely. You know, I read, too, that the button mushrooms, if they're dried, that there's an extract that's found to help with increasing your vitamin D levels.
That's true. Well, mushroom, the people who don't want to take vitamin D could take mushrooms and get their vitamin D met, the requirements. So we don't always have to take, there's certain mushrooms that have vitamin D in the dried form, so it's good to take. So fresh mushrooms could help your vitamin D, dried mushrooms can. But this way, if you don't want to take the vitamin D liquid or you don't want to eat sardines, you could definitely eat mushrooms for vitamin D.
Wow, that is a very good tip. I did not know that. Lisa, I am very impressed. Ooh, that is great information.
Doing my homework.
That is awesome.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Dr. Fratellone, and that's awesome. So where can people find you if they want to learn more about you and in your practice?
Fratellonemedical.com is our website, and we also have a Facebook page, and all our information is there. And most of my website is educational, so I hope people read it.
Perfect. And then you're also on Twitter as well?
I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. And I even do Pinterest, different posts on mushroom. I have a mushroom post. I have a post on bees and herbs.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today. Very interesting conversation. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Stay well.